This evening we principally celebrate the vigil of the great solemn feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus tomorrow. But we also commemorate three saints, one of whom receives our prayers every day, Saints Vitus, Modestus, and Crescentia. And they were, according to the hagiographers, brothers and sister of a wealthy Catholic Sicilian family. And they were put to death after many, many sufferings. And thus the first reading is very much about them. They were put to death in the year 303. Of course, at the end of all their sufferings, they were beheaded, which was a quicker, easier way to get rid of the pesky Christians that were in the ways of the pagans. The Saint Vitus, Modestus, and Crescentia, their sister. But as I said, today is also the vigil of the great feast of the Sacred Heart, about which we shall speak tomorrow. It is also the anniversary from so many years ago, as we've had every day this week, a particular event of the very first Mass that I celebrated. And it was a very wonderful occasion. The chapel was packed. Not only were there a lot of people there from the United States, in particular also Pensacola, but from all over the world. And it was in the chapel of the beautiful, beautiful school of the Sisters of St. Dorothy in Rome, not too far from the seminary, from the Lithuanian College, Pontifical College, in which I lived then and then for several other years, for about 11 years altogether. And among the distinguished guests, my deacon was to become the Father General of the Trinitarian Order of St. John of Matha. He was from India and was a very remarkable young man. And of course, he was very, very pleased to be my deacon. And of course, we had two Monsignors for the other roles and for the archpriest who led the order of the Mass, more or less. But it was a holy name, the Holy Family Chapel of the Dorothean Sisters. And two of the sisters who assisted at my Mass in the sacristy, and of course received communion at the Mass, were very close friends of the Venerable Lucia Santos, who was one of the three, and was the principal visionary of Our Lady of Fatima. And they had many wonderful things to say. And so it is a momentous occasion even today. And wonderful things took place. Again, my parents were there and many, many other close friends, though many were gone because it was a little bit late in the schedule of school. School in Rome ended in May, so many people left as soon as they could. But nevertheless, there were many, many people there who were very, very special to me, most of which are now dead in the other life. And may God have them in reward for all the wonderful things that they did. In addition, one of the seminarians, who was an oblate of the Virgin Mary from Ireland, several months after this Mass, he was electrocuted while he was taking a shower in the seminary, in his seminary. What happened, I don't know. But I remember him always. His name was Sean, and he did not live to be ordained a priest. But of course, let's hope that he is giving great praise and glory to God in heaven, as we all hope to do when this pilgrimage is over. So today we honor Saints Vitus and his brother and sister, and we honor already ahead of time, as we should honor every single day, the most sacred heart of Jesus. And also, I will add that one of my first Masses, I can look it up, I don't remember, it was not the second, it was the third maybe, was on the tomb of St. Peter himself. And I wore this chasuble at that Mass. It was a gift to me from an Argentinian seminarian who was in the Society of St. Pius X. And I don't know where he is or if he's still alive. He was a lot older than I, but nevertheless, he had the kindness to give me these vestments, which at the time were over 100 years old. So they're a lot older now. We won't go into that. So we give thanks to God. So many wonderful gifts that God gives us throughout our lives, along with all the sufferings that we have to undergo. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.